guys. This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and this is a mini episode of the old Just Us Geeks podcast. We had a fantastic time at Lexington Comic and Toy Convention 2016. Huge shout out to Jared and Jamie Greer. You guys are awesome, and congrats on having the best year ever at LexCon. We look forward to 2017. One of the things that made our LexCon so fantastic was an interview we got to do with Mike and Ming from AMC's Comic Book Men. Super amazing guys. James is a huge fan of the show, and these two dudes were like one of James's biggest things he was looking forward to at LexCon. And we were fortunate enough to get 15 minutes of their time to sit down and talk with them about Comic Book Men, about comics, about comic conventions, and about Logan's dating habits too as well. So that's a fun thing in there. And so we want to give you this episode now by itself so that you can check it out and listen to it. We want you to know there are a couple versions of this. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, please know that this is a censored, mom jeansed version of this. For an uncensored version of our conversation with Mike and Ming from ANZ's Comic Book Men, just head on over to JustUsGeeks.com and give it a listen. So let me get out of the way. I did enough talking in the interviews it is. Here is our mini-sode with Mike and Ming from AMC's Comic Book Men. What's up? This is Josh and James, and we're here for a mini episode of the old Just Us Geeks with two special amazing guests, Mike and Ming from Comic Book Men. What's up, guys?
How's it going today?
Pretty good.
Well, it's the last day of the Lexington Comic Con, so
that's right.
We're jazzed. Little slow start, but we're jazzed.
Yeah, it should pick up in a little bit.
No. I'm talking about them. I'm talking about me.
Oh,
yeah,
slow.
Okay. Yeah,
you didn't even drink last night.
I don't drink any night.
I see these bottles, but I'm wondering who drank all of it.
You're looking at them.
Yeah. I was about to say.
We've been sharing with fans.
They're sitting by me.
We're very generous here. I share the wealth. And, you know, I'm going to preempt your next question, which is, I love Kentucky. I love it. It's great. Yeah, we love it. We're having a great time. This is great.
Yeah. This is a fun con. You guys go to a lot of cons, right?
We do. Ming more than me, but yeah.
Yeah. How does this stack up to some other shows?
This is right at the top.
This is a very professionally run con. And the fans are very respectful. It's amazing. So
right. We've always had great success here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a nice place. The folks who run the show are really good and always get pretty good guests.
Yeah, they didn't forget your hotel room this time, Mike.
That was good. Yeah, I didn't have to sleep in anyone's outhouse. It was nice.
It was awesome.
Wait, so they forgot your room?
No. That usually happens to Brian Johnson whenever he comes to these things.
Oh, yeah. I remember him telling a story on TESD about... somebody like who was it? Somebody got his room and he got
no.
There.
He got Adam West's room.
He got Adam West's room. That's
and Adam
right.
West did not get yeah, Brian Johnson's was, room. Trust me.
And Adam West was not happy.
No.
He was not happy.
What do you mean you lost my room?
Did you see what
kind
he
of Bob Dean show are you running here?
Did you see the quote that he said the other day about Batman? It was something to the effect of,
"Yeah, I didn't have to say I was Batman. Yeah. I just showed up and they knew who I was." It was on The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Adam West, like that's just.
But I just want to remind you all. Big Bang Theory had him on. We had him on first.
Yeah, I was going to say, Comic Book Men had him.
May I just say to the Big Bang Theory guys, Bob Dean. You.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of that.
I used to be.
First five seasons, then they got really mean.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They're like really mean now. And they're like.
No, there's no need to be mean.
No need
we
to be mean.
We love each other. There's no mean.
Seriously.
Which is sort of like counter to this entire culture of people.
Exactly,
you know?
It's
like they are making fun of these people.
That's exactly it. And each and every one of them have made their careers on being nerds. So they've always got the nerd role.
Right.
So why would you turn on the hand that feeds you?
Yeah.
That's
Makes
kind
no
of a
sense.
Bob Dean
move. Yeah. So stop being
Bob Dean.
Please.
Seriously. And if it's Lauren, what the
Bob Dean
name? What's that dude? Lauren
Michaels?
No, the guy
that Bob Dean.
The guy that Charlie Sheen told to go
Bob Dean.
Himself.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's
Bob Dean.
Chuck Lorre.
Chuck Lorre.
And if it's him that's doing it,
Bob Dean.
You, Chuck Lorre. Have one of those little white spaces, and you can curse me out for like.
You just screwed yourself, Mike. I heard you were next to be a guest star on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, yeah, well, I wouldn't go.
You wouldn't go?
I wouldn't go. They're all mean. Yeah,
until they
all nasty.
Until they show me that check.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Then you know, all's forgiven, Chuck.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck, I've always liked you.
Money makes the world go round.
Yeah, we've never disliked you ever, Chuck.
No, that's right. You know what?
We'll destroy the evidence.
Oh, yeah, right. Boys.
Even my skeptic has a price.
Yeah, oh my God, and it's not that much,
not
folks.
That much.
$20 is $20. Is that
exactly,
what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's our motto. Yeah. We have a T-shirt.
Right.
No, we should though. We should.
No, it's my idea.
I'll give you 10 of the $20.
Right,
but you have to do half of what we do for it too.
Screw that noise. I'll just take $10.
The guy with the longer hair, he'll do whatever. Whatever.
He does it for free.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're the Ming of your of.
Yes, he is totally. Yeah, he is definitely the Ming.
You're the Ming.
I wish you could see him. He was just shaking his head.
We actually have a small side podcast that's all about trying to get him a date.
Yeah.
And dating advice for him.
Really?
Yeah. How to date Logan Barnes.
Dude.
Yeah. And
come on, let's take a walk around after this podcast.
Dude, yeah.
Please go with Mike and get a date.
They will definitely get you hooked up.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to cry now, and that's fine. But so you guys go to a lot of shows. What is it about Comic Book Man that every time you go to do an episode makes you want to do more?
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's not about every show, but here's the thing. When I have a fan come up, and it's a gentleman who's like in his 50s or 60s, and he tells me that he watches the show with his son and his grandson, that makes it for me. It's like this is now a generational thing, and it's something that you can pass down to your kids. Now it's like my youngest loves wrestling and Doctor Who, and my oldest loves Minecraft and Pokemon. It's not the same as comic books, but I know where they get it from.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what it is.
Ming, what about you?
Yeah, I just like sitting around joking around about Star Wars, Back to the Future, and Batman, and now they put a camera in our face and they put it on TV. That's insane.
So for Ming, it's the path of least resistance. So.
Yeah, I mean, literally. I mean, that's what we do anyways.
Yeah,
so
true.
Now they put it on TV and, like, people watch it. Like, it's great. It's great.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, and, you know, like, yeah, it's, you know, I'm sure you guys have the same conversations we do.
Well, that's, like, ultimately, that's why I started this podcast several years ago. It was, like, the guys that I started it with, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings every week, and we're like, we're not horrible at talking to each other, and it's kind of funny. We should record it and see how terrible it is. And was it horrible? I mean, it was enough to do it some more, you know. So
did you stop going to Buffalo Wild Wings? Because, man, they gave me the – oh, yeah, of course you should.
Yeah.
They made me –
now we go to
salmonella.
McDonald's.
It was nice.
Yeah, yeah. We don't go back there. No,
it's fun, though, isn't it, podcasting? Like, how much fun is this?
I mean, like, it's really awesome to think that – I can just record something, and there's a lot more involved in that, and I know you guys
sure,
know that.
Not,
and a lot of
but
folks
really
know, but
not much,
a hell
though.
Of a lot,
yeah.
Right? And we can just put it out there, and anyone can listen to it.
Yeah. It's almost like a time capsule, you know what
yes.
I mean? It's
yes.
like you're throwing it out there, and a message in a bottle, and somebody's going to pick it up, and wow, these guys were pretty perceptive. I've thought that way, too.
Yeah, we've got people who listen to us from all over, and
yeah,
we've
got a big following in, like, what, Russia?
Yeah, like
that's
we
cool,
have,
yeah.
We have a weird international
You cornered the Luxembourg market.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, boy.
Mike and I are trying to still crack that. Like, thanks for putting up that wall.
Yeah, right.
It's like the Cold War again.
We can swap if you want. We will give you our audience if you give us ours.
Well, can we have your audience?
No, but, you know, like, it's amazing just the people who just come out of the woodwork and like, you know, I've been listening to you guys for about a year, like,
yeah, we're
what?
A year.
Yeah, like, you've not said anything to us in a year.
Yeah.
Like, no, I've just been listening to you guys for about a year, and, you know, you're really awesome. That's what podcasting is. You know, it's for people like people who come to these cons to just, you know, veg out and nerd out on stuff like this.
Yeah, I just like talking pop culture. It's great. And, I vent.
Yes.
I was gonna say, speaking of pop culture and venting, how many podcasts do you do, Ming?
So
what is it up to now?
We do three, sometimes four a week now at this moment. We do one called I Saw Comics on Kevin Smodcast Network where we talk about comics.
Right.
We have a new one we just launched called the Ming and Mike Show where we talk about anything.
And
we
vent and we rant and we rage. It's awesome.
Rant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, get our demons out sometimes. It is like free therapy. It's great.
Okay. I didn't know that Ming and Mike had launched into a like
yeah.
actual podcast.
Yeah,
I knew y'all did the morning show.
Yeah, it was an offshoot of that. It was okay. Yeah, it was like, you know what, we can set up our, we could go, just kind of go off and do whatever we want. So that was pretty cool.
I have to start listening to that one too.
Yeah, that's fun.
Add
and,
another one.
Yeah, just add it to the list. Yeah.
And there's the Secret Stash podcast, the Comic Book Man official companion podcast.
Yeah, that,
which we try to do after every episode. Yeah. Just,
I really enjoy listening to that too.
Thank you.
You watch the show and they're like, oh, well, what were they thinking while they were doing all this?
Yeah,
and
so
I like that
a little
format.
More in depth. It's kind of fun.
It's a better Talking Dead.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that's
a huge compliment.
I hate Hardwick.
Oh,
sorry,
you
Chris.
Tell him to go
Bob Dane
himself.
Yeah, tell
go
him.
Dude, don't
no,
say
I'm not
that.
Going to. Oh, I love
know.
Hardwick.
Okay,
no. I don't burn that particular bridge.
Burn
let me tell you something.
You're not burning.
I am
bridge.
Not that dumb.
One here,
Chuck Lorre. He just seems like
you know what? Because if you did, you might get singled out.
Exactly.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Oh,
all right. Oh, that's good. That was good.
Where's Jenny McCarthy when I need her?
High five, Mike.
Wow.
Bring baby.
Woo.
So
I was looking back there at you, young lady. Yeah.
Sir, that's my wife.
I was going to say,
give her a
good
wink.
Job, my friend. Good job.
I was going to say, that's Ian. He's sometimes attractive to, anyway.
Yeah,
but, so what is the weirdest thing that you guys have seen in the comic book business? I'm sure you've seen some weird stuff come through your doors.
Wow.
And not Stan the Man either. He's just, he doesn't count.
Oh, he's just
he's
cool.
Awesome.
No, yeah, he's just cool. There's nothing weird about him.
Weird. I've seen superhero themed
Bob Dane.
Yes. We got a shipment like randomly.
There's the
anonymous shipment.
The Incredible Bulk, which is like, I think it's
genius.
It's like a foot and a half long and like a foot and a half thick. So
wow.
There was the Web Spinner. So you can attach something to it and it'll squirt some stuff out. So that's awesome. The
going
Iron
for realism there.
Yeah, the Iron Dude.
The Iron
Dude.
And the Caped
Bob Dane. The Caped Bob Dane.
Wait, why?
And they weren't even going for it. It's like, let's just put let's Caped just in front of
Bob Dane.
That'll work.
Wait, why did they not make the Iron Fist? That's
not
obvious,
as popular.
Right?
Not as popular, though.
I don't think like everyone can enjoy that one. I think that's a very niche product.
Yeah, of course, because you. I don't think it's like, oh my God, I was just looking for the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
And we should.
I don't know if this is weird. It's kind of weird. Stan Lee had his own cologne out for a little while. It was called the Stan Lee cologne.
Yeah.
I got some. I was like,
I still
do you
have
smell
mine.
Like Stan Lee?
What does it smell like? It
smells like awesome.
I bet it does.
Yeah, with a little hint of a 70s comic book pulp.
Yeah.
That comic book smell.
You know, Goldschlager's got the little gold flakes in there.
There's a copy of
Amazing Spider-Man 121 in there.
Nice.
Yeah, it worked, though. I think my man here, Logan, you want a date? Get some Stan Lee cologne.
We'll get you some Stan Lee cologne.
Yeah. I actually took an online course that he did that he, like, adjunct professored the history of superheroes. He's just one of the coolest dudes ever.
Yeah.
You tell me you didn't fail.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No. And
I was going to laugh at
no, you could, if you paid to, like, get certified in the course.
If you paid, you passed.
You got, super official, super exclusive
so
art.
So the check cleared. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, there
it's
you
like
go.
It's like the one where you come, if you write your name correctly, you're getting A+.
Even if you didn't write your name correctly. It's like your K's backward, but,
Bob Dane.
Successful you are. Yeah. There you go. Just give that man the certificate. What are you guys working on and looking forward to doing next?
Sleep.
More podcasting.
More podcasting.
You should do a sleep podcast.
That'd be awesome.
We're actually
kicking around an idea about doing commentary for old 80s movies.
Yes.
So
that would be awesome.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we're going to actually do
that. The goal
that.
Would be to make it interesting enough where you don't even have to be watching the movie along with it. So
yeah.
That's the goal, but we'll see what
that
happens.
That would be
but
really
you,
cool.
We'll give you a start point, just like they did in, I think it was, not Riff Tracks, but the film crew.
Yeah.
Where you do the audio commentary, and we'll watch along with you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like 2 hours out of your life, but what the hell? What else you got to do?
I mean, if...
Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, Chuck. Hope you listen to this, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck. You and Charlie, I hope you guys are kissing and making up.
Well, I mean, we're going to be picking movies that you've seen a million times.
Of course.
Right, so you wouldn't
right.
need to be watching.
Because you don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably won't even watch, just listen to it.
Oh, yeah, we've even got a name for it. Shall we give it to them?
What's your name for it?
It's the Jack Acid, what is it, the Jack Acid Flashback?
Something like
yes,
that.
Yes, Jack Acid Flashback.
That's a good
That's
name.
A great
Thank
name.
Thank you. Yeah,
That's
we like
a great
it.
Name.
We will steal that now.
Yeah.
No, you can't. We've already...
you've already got it?
Patent pending.
We'll be
patent
the...
Patent
pending.
It's fine. And now it's gone. It's one of those things.
You can do a you can do an entire 2-hour podcast. Logan Gets Laid.
Yes.
Logan Gets Laid.
No, there's
going to be more. Now we can't.
No, you can't anymore. Patent pending. It's mine. Well, sorry, Logan, you're ours now.
Yes. Goodbye, Logan.
You're going to Jersey.
Yeah. I think Logan's probably happy about that.
Yeah, we'll trade Cole, you for a Walt Flanagan. How about that?
Hey, I'll take a Walt Flanagan.
No, we'll give him a Brian Johnson.
We'll give you a Brian Johnson. Oh, yeah.
You got to keep both of them for long term, though.
And a player to be named later.
So, get him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap. Shoot.
Do you have any bottle dumps down here?
Yeah, no. We're from Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Mississippi got plenty of bottle dumps there.
We've got junkyards.
A couple of toxic waste dumps.
He'd be in heaven.
No, we just have Mississippi. It's the same thing.
All right, good deal.
That's true.
Dudes, you're awesome. We love the show. We love you guys. Keep at it, man.
Thanks so much.
It's incredibly cool of you to do this.
Did you get renewed
for
another?
Yay or nay on six? No, we usually don't find out till about April.
Yep. April.
So, yeah, they make us, you know, clench our butt cheeks for a full month.
Like right up until?
Yeah, exactly. And we're sitting there.
Because y'all filming this summer, right?
Yep, we do. Hopefully. God willing.
Yeah.
Keep those fingers crossed.
Keep watching, and it'll you guys, that'll definitely help out.
Oh, yeah,
you know, we come to these things.
Me and the wife watch every week.
I hear from so many people, it's like, I love you on Netflix. I'm like, well,
only one season's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling people.
Why do they keep taking
on
it away? Like,
I don't know.
Each time they put a new season up, they take an older season down.
Yeah.
Johnny Netflix taketh, and he giveth, and he taketh away.
Like, you can't buy it digitally. You can't buy DVDs.
You can't.
I would buy any of it.
Mike, well, it's LAMC. They need to know.
They need more bandwidth for a Big Bang Theory, Mike.
And again, we all know how I feel about that.
Again, they
screwed
Chuck Lorre.
Again, they screwed you over.
Bob Dean.
Leonard.
If you get a check from Chuck Lorre in the mail, please put it on Twitter.
I will.
Or frame it and put it up in the shop.
$26.
It's like, here's 50 cents.
Here you go. For services rendered, douche. I'm like, all right, great.
You'd be like Donald Trump and just like keep sending the same guy pictures of your fingers over and over again.
Yeah, I do it. Chuck Lorre. Why not?
Just that right there. Just send
them
that.
That's the finger you use.
Yeah, we know which one you'd
thanks,
send.
Thanks, Chuck Lorre.
With his name on it. Guys, you're awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Keep looking out for it. Yeah, man.
Thanks, guys.
We hope you enjoyed our interview with Mike and Ming from AMC's Comic Book Men. Do us a favor. Head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It helps people find our show. If you could also head over to Facebook, facebook.com/JustUsGeeks, give us a like over there, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. That would be amazing as well. Do you want to keep up with Mike and Ming and the rest of the staff of the stash from AMC's Comic Book Men? Super easy to do. Head on over to Twitter and follow Comic Book Men AMC. Easy to do. You can find them over there. And if you would like to find out more about Mike and Ming, all you have to do is follow them on Twitter as well, at Michael Zapkic, MichaelZapcic on Twitter. And you can follow Ming at MingChen37, at MingChen37. I know those guys would love to hear from you. Make sure you keep checking out JustUsGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day over at JustUsGeeks.com.